Words appear, a Disney Channel special. A stylistic title card reads, The Wizards Return, Alex vs. Alex. A hawk flies over snow-covered mountains under a cloudy sky. Credits appear, then turn to dust and sparkles. Starring Selena Gomez, Jake T. Austin, Jennifer Stone. Craig Sulkin, Bean Murchoff. The view moves through the mountainous landscape. With Maria Canales Barrera and David DeLuise. Based on the series, Wizards of Waverly Place, created by Todd J. Greenwald, the view moves into a rock, then into a cavern illuminated by glowing blue crystals. Alex stands at the center, her dark hair draping past her shoulders and her face illuminated by the light.
Alex Russo, you kneel before the crystals of justice, where you are charged with treason for attempting to destroy the mortal world.
She looks upward.
I'm telling you, you have the wrong wizard.
Silence!
Okay, I am right here. You do not have to yell. What I was trying to say is that, okay, you know, maybe some bad things happened, and maybe it was because of me, but that doesn't mean it was my fault. Ugh, I'd make a terrible lawyer.
Your fate has been decided. The Crystal Cavern of Justice hereby finds you guilty.
Wait, no. Isn't there some way you could replay what happened so that you would know I'm innocent? Well, almost innocent.
You're not speaking of the time vortex, are you?
Well, if that's what you call a rewind button, then yeah.
Very well. We will send you back to the moment this incident began.
All right, well, get your popcorn and licorice because you're going to like how this got started.
A bright light overtakes the view. Then, at a drive-in, Alex and Harper watch a movie, seated in a purple car.
I just love drive-in movies. You can yell at the screen and nobody cares. Hey, genius, the walls are oozing maggots. Why are you taking a shower?
Jerry enters.
Alex?
The lights come on to reveal the two girls sitting parked in the living room.
Your own personal drive-in? Get rid of it now.
Come on, Dad, I can get you your own car and you can watch the movie with us. I can get you a churro truck.
He frowns at Alex.
Lose it.
Fine.
The car transforms into a couch.
And whose car was that?
I don't know, but there's some guy in Waverly Place who's been looking for his car for about an hour. Show me some love, Harper.
Yeah.
Harper, don't high-five her. What she did was wrong and unbelievably selfish.
Well, we left the guy half a pack of licorice.
No, we didn't.
She shows the bag.
Dad, what's the big deal? I've always done stuff like this.
Right. But now that you're the family wizard, it's time to stop using magic for selfish reasons. Now give me that popcorn.
Teresa and Mason arrive.
Thank you so much, Mason. Okay, you and Alex can hang up the banner. Harper, get the ice cream cake out of the freezer. Jerry, stop eating popcorn off the floor.
Wait, did you say party? For who?
A banner reads, congratulations, Justin.
I have a fair inkling.
Alex rolls her eyes.
Another party for Justin?
We're just so excited about him taking over WizTech. It's a big deal.
Yeah, guess you're right. It's not like, you know, actually winning the family competition and becoming the full wizard, since nobody ever threw me a party.
Hey, I didn't get a party or get to become a wizard. Just got these all-you-can-eat bologna scraps.
Max eats a piece of bologna.
Maybe I am the winner.
Come on, everybody. We've got a lot of work to do. Justin's gonna be here soon.
Alex waves her wand, and the banner is transported to the top of an archway.
All right, I'm done. Where's my magazine? Mason, rub my shoulders. That was hard work.
Hey, I just told you. Magic is not for getting what you want or using it for selfish reasons. Mason, stop rubbing her shoulders.
That's right, Miha. You should use your magic to make other people's lives easier. I know a pretty Latina who would love to never have to do laundry again.
Teresa.
Sorry. Your father's right. It's time to grow up.
Grow up? Everybody knows people who grow up too fast are miserable. I mean, look at Harper. She's been doing her parents' laundry since she was in the second grade.
Oh, see, now the laundry I didn't mind so much. It was rotating the tires in the minivan that just really got to me.
Later, Alex files her nails on the couch.
Where's Justin? He should have been here by now.
You mean he's not here? I was so bored, I thought he was here telling one of his nerdy stories. It always ends with, hey, wake up, everybody.
A teen boy in a robe appears.
I'm so sorry for the intrusion. I am Justin's friend, Dominic. He asked me to give you a message. He is too busy at WizTech and unfortunately cannot come.
Okay, give us a message.
He looks to Max.
That was the message.
Okay, can we start from the top? Because this guy is all over the place.
So, is Justin all right?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Russo. Justin is fine. It's just much more difficult for someone with his spectacular talents to get away. Now, I don't usually use the word spectacular, but in Justin's case, spectacular.
Justin isn't coming? What are we going to do with the ice cream cake?
Oh, I'm sure you'll think of something, Jerry.
Dominic approaches Alex.
Excuse me. You must be Alex Russo. You're quite famous in the wizard world, but I had no idea you were so beautiful.
She blushes.
Oh, come on, I'm not that famous.
Dominic, nice to meet you, mate. I'm Mason Greyback. Perhaps you've heard of me. Alex's werewolf boyfriend.
Boyfriend? You're a lucky man.
Yes, I am. A lucky werewolf.
Alex smiles and nods.
Well, it seems like I've made this awkward. Forgive me. It was an honor meeting you, Alex. So long, everyone.
The others wave.
Werewolf.
Dominic disappears in a flurry of sparkles.
Boy, he was the most polite wizard I have ever met.
And easy on the eyes.
Reminding me of a young me.
You know, I think he was into you, Alex.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
I can't believe Justin's not coming. I wanted him to be here for my big announcement. A while ago, I got an invitation from my cousin Carmilla in Italy, inviting us to a Russo family reunion.
It's okay, Dad. What's your announcement?
That was the announcement.
Oh, great. Now Dad's all over the place.
Oh, Jerry, you're taking me on a romantic trip to Italy? I love you.
Well, actually, I'm taking the whole family.
Why? They don't know we have kids.
But, Teresa, it's a family reunion. Or should I say, reunione di famiglia.
Please don't do that, Dad. It's almost as annoying as when you say mozzarella.
Harper looks glum.
Well, you guys have fun. I'll just stay here and read or something.
Yeah, and I'll just stay here and chew up the furniture. This couch looks pretty fruity.
You guys are family, too. I got tickets for all of us to go.
All right.
Well, tickets, Dad. If you want to go to Italy, I can be our travel agent. No time for that travel confusion. Show me the door to our Italian reunion.
Alex waves her wand, and a wooden door appears. Mason follows Alex over to the door.
Okay, I don't know how to say wizard speed past in Italian, so I'm just going to go with Mamma Mia. Or at least I think that's Italian.
Alex opens the door to Italy. Everyone stands at the threshold.
A door to Japan? How cool!
It's Italy.
I don't know all the towns in Japan, dude.
Jerry shakes his head.
Alex, you're not going to turn this trip into one of your selfish shortcuts. I want us to experience the whole journey. You know, getting there is half the fun. Now, get rid of this thing.
Alex waves her wand. Max spots a woman in a red dress.
Whoa! Did you just see that girl? Alex, I have to get her number first.
Max! Get back here!
Would you please grow up? Max!
Jerry and Teresa walk through the doorway and appear in Italy out of thin air.
Okay, let's just find Max and go home so we can fly back here.
With eyes wide, Jerry looks around.
Wow! Look at this place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Alex, Mason, and Harper appear. Jerry eyes text on a gold-plated banner.
Your family lives here?
Villa di Russo. I don't know who Villa di is, but Russo is definitely me.
I don't think he's mad at you anymore.
No, don't be fooled. He's happy anywhere there's cheese hanging.
Max enters.
Man, I lost her. I didn't get her name, but she looked like a Tamiko. Tamiko! Tamiko!
Max, forget the girl. We've got girls back home.
Yeah, but there's no Italians in New York, Mom.
Teresa's jaw drops.
Oh, come on. Can't we stay a little longer? It's the first time Alex's magic took me somewhere that didn't scare me.
No, we're not coming to Italy this way. We're going to experience a family trip the real way.
You mean on a discount flight in cramped seats with bad food and an obnoxious kid in front of you saying, peekaboo, peekaboo.
A muscular man wielding a sledgehammer approaches.
Ciao, Bella.
He wears a white tank top.
Are you here for a tour of the Russo Vineyard?
Well,
Nah. We're not here for any tour, Paisan. Go back to work.
The man heads off.
And put a shirt on. All right, let's go.
Okay, fine. But you'll only have yourself to blame when that peekaboo kid uses your lap for a barf bag.
Later, they arrive back at their Waverly Place home.
All right. Is everybody here?
Jerry shuts the door.
Good. Now, Alex, get rid of this thing.
Okay.
Alex holds her glowing wand with a thoughtful look.
Well, the spell I need is like things in my bedroom. It's buried under the dirty clothes of my mind.
You see, Justin would never do a spell that he didn't know how to undo.
Oh, I get it. I get this whole grown-up thing now. You think Justin should have been the family wizard.
Honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not the grown-up family wizard you want me to be.
Alex waves her wand and dissolves into thin air.
Well, up until then, that was the best 5-minute vacation I've ever had.
At night, cars drive down a road past lit shops. Far above, Alex sits at the back of a jumbotron, looking somber as she leans on the railing, her feet dangling over the edge. The tip of Dominic's wand glows red as he appears.
Excuse me, is this jumbotron taken?
Dominic, what are you doing here?
My night job is cleaning the back of the jumbotron.
He comes to her side.
You being here is just a bonus?
Look, you seem really nice, but I have a boyfriend. And to be honest, I don't think I'd be really good company right now. Unless you're a fan of big, sloppy emotional meltdowns.
You know, I was just saying this morning, I haven't seen a big, sloppy emotional meltdown in a while. Let's see what you got. A smile.
He sits next to Alex, who averts her gaze.
Have you ever considered joining the Wizard Council?
The Wizard Council? Isn't that for old geezers who wear robes because they're tired of shopping?
I just believe you have the potential to be the most powerful wizard of your generation. Trust me, you have no idea what you're truly capable of.
Alex pulls herself to her feet.
Well, if you ask my family, I'm not capable of anything except refusing to grow up.
They're mortals. They can't understand wizards with your power. Besides, if their opinions really bother you, you're powerful enough to create your own spell to smooth out your little edges.
She closes her eyes and looks away.
Why are you telling me this?
Because where everyone else sees trouble, I see magic. And beauty.
She blushes.
Okay, now you're just flirting.
Yeah, a little bit. Here, it's a small gift.
Oh, no, I can't take that.
It's simply a friendship bracelet.
Dominic gives her a charmed bracelet as Mason ascends the stairs with a picnic basket.
Everything okay up here?
Oh, yeah, Mason, sorry. Just had to get away from home, you know?
And I just came to check on her. Apologize if I've overstepped.
You have, mate. And I'm here now. Werewolf.
Goodbye, Alex.
Bye.
Werewolf.
Dominic disappears.
I do not like that guy. Anything I should be worried about?
Not a thing.
Good. Well, I've got a surprise to cheer you up. I thought we would have a little picnic.
Oh, well, don't say Italian, because I've had enough of that today.
No, I was thinking something sophisticated. Poached salmon.
Oh, Mason. That's so sweet. But can I make a little tweak?
Of course, darling.
She waves her wand at the small plate, which transforms into a heaping platter.
Check it out! Finger food feast! I call the wing.
No, Alex. Alex, you know this food is bad for you. Besides, I cooked that salmon 2 hours over a hot poacher.
Why? You know it only takes me like 2 seconds.
Mason looks downward.
I see. So this is how it's going to be from now on.
What?
Just you, me, and your wand. Just using your magic selfishly, no matter who it hurts.
He gets to his feet.
Mason, where are you going? I did all this for us.
He looks back from the stairs.
So did I.
Alex faces forward as Mason heads down the stairs. The next morning back home, she walks downstairs with Harper.
So, you turned Mason's classy picnic into a county fair fry fest?
Well, everybody knows that my favorite food comes in cardboard containers with some sort of dipping sauce.
Ew.
Oh, hi, Alex. Can you tell me what's wrong with this picture?
He gestures at the magic door.
Everything you're wearing is from the 90s.
Oh, but when you guys wear it, it's vintage. Have you figured out how to get rid of this thing yet?
No, I've been a little busy, but don't worry, I'll figure out something before Max can use it again.
Max enters from Italy with a wooden cask.
Hey, who wants to help me make a hot tub out of this?
Bet I know how he's gonna make the bubbles.
Max, stop going to Italy. And Alex, you
have... I know, grow up.
You're right, Pop. I'll just take this back.
Max, you forgot the barrel. Max! He's not coming back, is he? Teresa, we have to find Max again!
She runs downstairs.
What? I was just about to make dinner!
It's just Italy. We'll be right back.
Jerry wheels the cask out on a dolly through the doorway. Sporting a yellow sweater, Alex plops down on the couch.
Hey, are you okay?
Harper joins her.
I thought that once I became the family wizard, all of this pressure would be off of me. But no, it's like everybody still wants me to change.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. It's who you are in the first place that made you the family wizard.
I know, but maybe growing up would make me a better person. I mean, I can't even say anything nice about my best friend's hideous clam bake outfit. I'm sorry, Harper, I held off as long as I could.
But you see, that's what I mean. You making fun of my outfit is you, and me loving this outfit is me. People should appreciate you for who you are, not for who they think you should be.
Alex considers, then stands.
Right. And I am a powerful wizard who can change if I want to, just smooth out my little edges.
Wait, hold up. Okay, so after that great speech, you're still gonna change your personality with magic?
Well, just the parts that nobody likes.
So you're gonna change your whole personality?
She cocks her head at Harper.
I heard you for the clam bake comment.
All right, that's
yeah, that's good.
She retrieves her wand.
Selfish, mean, and tired of rejection, take these parts to a place of reflection.
Purple smoke wafts out of Alex.
Alex, are you okay?
I think so. Did it work?
I don't know. You look the same. Here, let me test you. What do you think of my clam bake outfit?
It's horrible. That you didn't make me one.
Oh, it worked!
I totally died!
Wait. If you still have all your good parts, where did all your bad parts go?
Hey!
In the mirror.
Let me out of here, you ugly hags. And I found my bad part.
Oh, come on. She doesn't seem that bad.
I can smell that nasty outfit all the way from here.
Oh, I am not afraid of you.
Well, come and get me, Lobster Girl.
Harper, don't let me taunt you.
Hey, maybe she's like a bird. She'll be quiet if we cover her up.
Hey, take this off.
Alex covers the mirror with a blanket, which then falls off. Alex, too, pulls out the charm bracelet.
Oh, Alex, you have no idea what you started.
She puts the glowing bracelet around her wrist. In Italy, a villa sits among rolling vineyards. Sporting a red top, Teresa moves through an outdoor market and finds Jerry, who is eating a cannoli.
Did you find Max?
No. But I found out where my cousins keep their cannolis.
Jerry, you're supposed to be looking for your son, not dessert. Let me have a bite of that. Come on. Oh, Max!
Where?
She snatches the dessert from him.
Oh. Let's just go home and try to lure Max back with this cannoli.
Okay.
What am I saying? There's not going to be any left. Let's get a couple to go.
Okay. Where are you going? Thieves! Buongiorno. We're just looking for our son. We're not stealing.
A boy and girl hold glowing wands as Jerry puts the last of the cannoli in his mouth. The woman cocks her head.
Carmela. Cousin Carmela! Jerry Russo!
Bianca, Gino, put your wands down.
The kids lower their wands.
Geraldo.
Cugino Geraldo! Oh, look at you! You still got the baby face. It's so smooth.
That's just grease from the cannoli. Oh.
Carmela is my wife, Teresa.
Oh, Teresa!
Carmela hugs her firmly.
Too tight! Too thin!
Oh, this one looks like a breadstick. Hey, Geraldo, what are you doing here? The reunion isn't for 1 month, huh?
Oh, who cares? Let's eat. E tutti pieni. Cugino Geraldo è venuto d'America.
Benvenuto.
Max?
I'm sorry. I just love meeting people. Hi, Max Russo.
We have been looking all over for you.
Yeah, this is our son, Max. I'm sorry. He saw a pretty girl through the wizard speed pass and came to find her.
Oh, you have a wizard speed pass? Oh, only the most powerful wizards can create those. But your family wizard, Alex Russo.
Yes, Alex is very powerful and very... irresponsible.
Just because you say it loud and weird doesn't make it Italian, Jerry.
A dark-haired girl looks down at her phone as she passes.
There's that girl. I have to meet her. She might be the future Mrs. Max Russo. Mrs. Russo! Mrs. Russo!
Oh, your son likes a Francesca?
What's so funny?
Francesca is his cousin!
Jerry and Teresa stare awkwardly.
Teresa, did Geraldo tell you that we were wizards in training at the same time? Oh, we had so much fun. Geraldo, remember how I used to tickle you?
Oh, yes, get the breadstick! Get the breadstick!
Carmela, Gino, and Bianca run after Teresa. Back in Waverly Place, Harper sits on Alex's bed eating shrimp out of a plastic bag.
So, what do you think about taking accordion lessons with me?
Well, why wouldn't I? You're my best friend.
Her eyes go wide.
It's like a dream come true.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alex sports an identical outfit to Harper's.
What do you think?
I think it's missing something.
Harper puts a fake crustacean on Alex's head.
Oh, this is the best day of my life.
Oh, I'm so happy you're happy.
Oh, thank you, Alex. You're such a good friend. Now take it off.
Why?
Because even though I love that you finally appreciate something I like to do, it's just not you, and I don't need it to be.
Alex grins.
Thank you.
Besides, I can pull off a clam bake outfit. On you, it just looks stupid.
What was that? Something I think is going to take up the rest of the day. Harper, grab that fishing net. We might need it to catch me.
The girls zip downstairs. Their mouths fall open as they discover a human-sized hole in the living room mirror.
Yep, I broke out.
Okay, where would a bad Alex go?
Usually only as far as the couch, but that door.
They look to the doorway to Italy as Harper drapes a fishing net over Alex like a scarf.
What are you doing?
You know, I really should have made a shawl out of this net.
In Italy, the Russos sit in the living room.
Cugini.
Carmela, this cheese is amazing.
Papa Fabrizio makes it.
Papa Fabrizio lumbers past them. Alex and Harper arrive.
You need to find me before I do something bad.
The others eye them.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Guess what? I've changed.
Yeah, into a third grade art project.
No, not that, Dad. Guess what? All the part of me that has all those bad things is gone.
Yep, gone. Nowhere to be seen. Unless, of course, you've seen it.
Mom, Dad, from now on, I promise to be the unselfish grown-up you expect me to be.
I don't believe her.
Me neither.
Seriously, why are you wearing a clam bake outfit?
Well, because my best friend asked me to. Dad, sometimes you need to do things to make other people happy.
No, I definitely don't believe her.
Look, I still don't like the way we got here. But they're feeding us. So, you might as well meet the family. Everyone, I'd like you to meet our friend Harper and our family wizard, Alex.
Carmela hugs Alex.
So cute. Puka, puka, puka. Just like your father.
Why is she tickling me?
She chases after Alex. Elsewhere, Max approaches a man in a straw sun hat.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a girl that's about this tall and about this beautiful.
Max gestures. The man shakes his head and walks off. Francesca approaches Max from behind.
Hey, it's you.
Perché mi segue, Max?
You know my name? Or, wait, does it just take that long to say my name in Italian?
Se vuoi che ti porti in giro, solo devi chiedere.
Look, I don't understand what you're saying right now. I'll try the language of love with you.
He leans in and she slaps him.
Oh, che cosa fai? Siamo cugini.
Okay, maybe you don't speak that language.
Se pazzo! Siamo una...
Oh, Max, I'll save you. Not really.
Alex 2 waves her wand and Max vanishes.
Mago tipico! Sparisce in mezzo di un argomento!
Max is transported into the bracelet.
Thanks, Alex. They kiss really weird here. All right. Safe in the bracelet. Thanks.
Safe or trapped?
By that evil chuckle, I'm gonna go with trapped.
The bracelet has red, green, and orange charms. Elsewhere.
And this is where we press the finest grapes in all of Tuscany.
Well, that looks like hard work.
Please. Stomping your feet isn't hard work.
The muscular man presses grapes.
You're filling bread rolls with cold cuts all day? That's hard work.
Geraldo, why don't you try it?
God, no. No, thanks.
Okay. You too, Teresa.
Oh, no. I'm okay.
Get in.
No.
Oh, Teresa, get in.
No, thank you.
Get in.
She nods reluctantly.
Si, signora.
Well, it's nice to appreciate my mom and dad doing something together. Old me would have just been thinking of ways to make fun of them.
Oh, so squishy. And the worst part is, I kind of like it.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. You know what this reminds me of? The time the bathtub backed up, and you made us take showers in there anyway.
Don't blame me. You were the one who said, oh, handsome vineyard guy, you're so strong the way you squashed those grapes.
Teresa is open-mouthed.
I never said that.
Oh, yes, you did.
She picks up crushed grapes and flings them at Jerry.
You imagined it.
Oh, really?
Your insecurities imagined it.
Hey, you know, they should really have machines for this, don't you think?
Oh, you know what?
They throw grape juice at each other.
You got so jealous.
Oh,
she smashes some into Jerry's face. Alex and Harper watch nearby.
Aw, they found a way to make it worse for themselves without my help. Changing me was great.
Jerry falls. Teresa dives on top of him. Magical energy rises from the grape-stomping vat. Carmela slowly approaches the tub to find Jerry and Teresa gone.
My cousins? Where did they go?
Oh, no. Harper, do you think my bad side could have done something terrible to my parents?
Let's see. All of your bad is concentrated into one you. Do you want to finish where that's going?
I get it. I did it.
Alex turns and spots your evil self holding up the bracelet. Jerry is in the green gem. Teresa is in the red one.
Where are we?
Dad, you're not going to like this.
Oh, it's just Alex. Thank you for cleaning me up, mija. Now, get me out of here. It's stuffy.
Oh, what's your hurry? Handsome vineyard guy waiting for you?
What are you talking about? You're the one who had to prove what a big macho man you were with your cold cuts.
They're delicious!
Hey. I can't concentrate on the evil plan we have going on here if you two are flapping your yappers.
Evil plan?
You remember when I said you're not gonna like this? This is what I was talking about.
Max is in the yellow gem.
Who's we?
Dominic approaches.
Excellent, Alex.
He peers into the bracelet.
Hello, Russos.
Hey, it's that guy. Hey, did you ever remember that message from Justin?
Alex 2's smile fades. Mason appears from a portal in the house a short distance from Alex 2 and sees Dominic with her. His face falls.
Just as I thought.
He turns and heads off in the opposite direction.
Alex, you don't have to do this!
Dominic walks with an arm around Alex 2's shoulder.
So, what's next?
How would my partner like a little road trip to the Tower of Pisa?
Dominic pulls out a wand and transports them away. Nearby, Harper and Alex watch from behind a wall. Alex stares wide-eyed.
Dominic is evil?
Is it weird he's even more attractive now?
Alex shoots her friend a look.
Harper, he took my family.
Oh, yeah, right. I won't date him.
Elsewhere, Alex 2 and Dominic arrive on the Tower of Pisa.
If Even as a young wizard, I knew that someday my dreams, though disturbing, would come true. And so from this high vantage point, we will launch the final steps to my plan to rid the world of mortals. And then, you know, this Leaning Tower thing's really kind of killer on the calves.
That's a nice story. Can we get to what this thing does?
Right. This device replicates spells. Once energized with sufficient wizard power, it will cast a spell repeatedly across Earth. I call it the Dominic 1000. Is that too self-centered?
You're asking the wrong girl.
I designed the Dominic 1000 to imprison every mortal, thereby paving a way for a new wizard world that I will rule.
That last part again?
That we will rule. All that is needed is a spell cast by our generation's most powerful wizard, Alex Russo.
All right, well then let me at it.
No offense, you're just a knockoff. You don't have all the powers.
I have enough powers to scorch a hole in your little purple jacket there.
Point taken.
All right, so what if your all-powerful Alex doesn't come?
Oh, she'll come.
He holds up the bracelet.
To save her family.
Max, Jerry, and Teresa stare from within.
Wait, I'm confused. Are we tiny or are they giants?
On the Tower of Pisa.
So if it's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa, where's all the pizza?
Harper and Alex watch from a higher ledge in their matching outfits.
Alex, you need to come up with a plan. I'm not good with heights. Or substandard architecture.
You're fine, Harper. Just don't look down. It'll make you dizzy.
Oh, too late. Dizzy going down.
Wait, Harper!
She and Harper fall to the area below. They look up at Alex, too, as she approaches with Dominic at her side.
Oh, all right, then. So this is the top of the Tower of Pisa. Woo! Would you check out that view? That is breathtaking. My breath has been taken from my lungs.
Right? We should post this on Wizardgram.
Oh, we should.
You take a picture.
We should. Yeah, let's do that.
Dominic takes Alex's phone as the two girls back away towards the edge.
Ready, say cheese.
Alex, too, waves her wand, and Harper gets sucked into a purple gem.
Yes! Harper has joined your family in captivity.
You let them go right now, or I'll... You know what?
Alex, too, steps closer.
Don't forget, I have all the bad. Well, I look really cute in that outfit. I know, I wasn't really sure about the boots at first, but...
Focus on the mission!
Yeah, I heard all about your mission. Clear out the mortal world so that you can make room to rule all evil wizards.
Good! You're up to speed. Now for that spell.
Never.
Why would you underestimate me, Alex? Perhaps you remember my very determined uncle. He had wings.
Gorog?
I came to finish what you took from my uncle. But where he failed, I will succeed my own wizard empire right here on Earth!
He bumps into a bell.
Why are these stupid bells here?
Maybe to knock some sense into you, because I'm never doing that spell. My family is more important than anything. Now give me the bracelet.
You're so stubborn with that spell. Perhaps if I fill up one more charm, it will convince you.
He tosses the bracelet to Alex, too.
Mason! No!
Alex teleports to the top of the Jumbotron, where Mason stares out with a downcast look.
Mason! You okay?
Get tired of Dominic already?
I don't care about him. He's some crazy wizard who's weaving some sort of wicked web to take over the world.
Well, you're some kind of wicked web weaver yourself.
What are you talking about?
I saw you at the villa with Dominic. You two looked quite chummy.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Dominic tricked me into casting out my bad side. That's who you saw. There's another me walking around. And they have to get you out of here before she finds you. Let's go.
Alex, too, appears with wand in hand.
I knew I wasted time with that hug.
Two Alexes?
Mason, get away from her. She's with Dominic and they're trying to take over the world. Nice try, me. Mason, she's the bad one. Let's go. No, don't listen to her. I'm the good one. She's the bad one.
Mason looks between Alex and Alex, too.
Wasn't this a sticky wicket?
Mason, please believe me. She's trying to trick you. She doesn't even know how I dress.
Alex, too, wears a yellow sweater, while Alex wears her clam bake outfit.
That is something Harper would wear.
No, I'm wearing it because Harper asked me to. Okay, that doesn't even sound like me.
He looks to Alex too, then back to Alex. Then he takes Alex 2's hand and walks off with her.
Thank goodness. I hope you and Dominic rot. Mason, no!
She waves her wand with a glowing purple tip and they vanish. Alex turns back toward the city. Mason and Alex 2 appear on the Tower of Pisa.
Where are we?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
He puts an arm around her.
Oh, very romantic.
Oh, I think so.
They turn as Dominic approaches.
Dominic.
Mason looks to Alex 2 as realization dawns on him.
Oh, no.
Aw, you picked the wrong Alex.
Alex 2 waves her wand, transforming into a sleek black outfit with a spiked bodice, tall boots, and a dramatic cape.
This is what I call a take-over-the-world look. As for you...
She traps Mason in the bracelet.
Max, who joined us over there?
Hey, it's Mason!
At home, Alex changes into an orange top and yellow sweater.
What have I done? Can't even grow up when I try to grow up.
She sits on the foot of her bed.
Don't even deserve to be the family wizard. Justin does.
She stares off with a downcast expression.
He'd know what to do!
She dials on her wand like a cell phone.
Professor Justin Vincenzo Pepe Russo is...
She flings her wand at a bookshelf, and framed photos fall to the floor. She kneels over the mess. Alex picks up a large framed photo, which features her along with Max, Justin, Jerry, and Teresa. She puts it down and picks up another with her and Harper.
People should appreciate you for who you are, not for what they think you should be.
Harper's right. Everybody should just get over it.
Alex blinks tearfully.
I'm not perfect. I'm just a wizard who has to save the world again. Ugh.
She puts down the photo and gets to her feet.
Okay. Dominic wants a spell. I'll give him a spell. A little bit of a surprise.
She waves her wand and disappears. Alex 2 and Dominic look out from the top of the Tower of Pisa. Alex appears behind them.
Okay, I'm here to get my family back. Let's do this.
Excellent.
Oh, she's here to save the family. How sweet. Ugh. Dominic, give me the bracelet and I'll do the spell for your machine.
Agreed. Give it to her.
Dominic approaches Alex.
Wait. I know me. We'll give her the bracelet and she'll flash out without doing the spell.
Right. Spell first, then the bracelet.
Nice try, but I know me too. I'll do the spell and you'll keep my family anyway. No bracelet, no spell.
Spell first.
Bracelet first.
Spell first.
Bracelet first.
Spell first.
Not doing anything.
Spell first.
Spell first.
Spell
first. Spell first.
Stop it.
Dominic walks into the same bell.
Tower of Pisa, that hurt! Alex will cast the spell at the same time Bad Alex gives you the bracelet, agreed?
It's a good idea.
Well, why didn't you think of it first?
Lying.
Alex takes out her wand.
One wave, two wave, three wave, four, every mortal be no more.
A blast hits the Dominic 1000, which spins to life. A burst of energy traverses down the tilted tower.
Excellent! The world will now be wiped clean of mortals!
Dominic hits the bell again.
And then we wipe it clean of bells.
In the market, people begin to vanish. The objects they were holding fall to the concrete. People in other locations also vanish. On the tower, Dominic catches beads as they fly out of the Dominic 1000.
Was this how you wanted it to work?
Okay. The Leaning Tower of Pisa may not have been the ideal place for my Dominic 1000, but it's working.
A woman is in one of the beads.
Every mortal will be imprisoned in these beads.
Are you sure you don't want a bucket or something? Bracelet, please.
Alex, too, throws it to Alex.
You know, Alex, now is the time to join us with your powers. We can rule more than just this world.
Thank you for remembering I'm a powerful wizard. Powerful enough that I can undo any spell I create.
No!
Mortals who are gone before can now?
Alex disappears in sparkling white light. The bracelet drops. Then she appears in the cavern with the blue crystals of justice.
What are you doing? I was about to fix everything before you guys swirled me out of there. Well, if you're looking for someone to blame, you could just point your fingers at yourself. If you had fingers, I mean.
Told you it was too soon.
It wouldn't have mattered.
She's obviously stalling.
Don't you understand? The spell replicator is still capturing mortals. You have to let me go so I can save the world. Again.
Dominic appears.
There he is! Grab him! Get him!
Dominic, the Crystals of Justice recognize you as an esteemed member of WizTech. Do you have any testimony?
I most certainly do. Alex Russo had no intention to undo her spell. She is a powerful, but selfish wizard.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
So powerful that she put me under her spell to take the blame for her crime.
Spell? He's lying.
You need look no further than the fact that she extracted her own evil personality and cast a spell into the Dominic 1000... Alex 1000. That's what she called it.
Alex Russo, do you deny this?
He's twisting things. He set me up.
Silence!
The evidence against you is overwhelming. After careful deliberation, we, the Crystals of Justice, find you guilty as charged and sentence you to no dessert for a week.
Oh. Well, that's not that bad.
Oh, no. Sorry. I was reading the wrong subsection. It's actually death.
Death by chocolate?
No, death by death.
What? No, it's Dominic you want, not me.
You will be incarcerated until your sentence is carried out.
Wait, no, please. You have to believe me. I didn't do anything. He has my family.
Two figures haul Alex away. Dominic holds up the charm bracelet and looks in on Jerry.
I hope you got a last glimpse of Alex before she meets her end.
You won't get away with this!
Already have.
You have a girl's bracelet on.
No, it's a unibracelet.
Dominic, if you had a spine, you'd let me out of here so you and I can settle this like gentlemen.
He flicks Mason's gem, sending him backward. The red gem imprisoning him begins to crack. In Italy, a news report plays on TV.
This just in. It's been reported that people around the world have been mysteriously disappearing. As of now, there is no official...
The woman news anchor vanishes. The man checks under the desk, then looks around the studio. Bianca and Gino stare at the TV with their mouths open.
In other news, the people of the world...
This is bad. We should eat!
Elsewhere, Dominic stumbles as he materializes on the Tower of Pisa. Alex, too, turns.
Why did I choose the Tower of Pisa?
I'm wondering the same thing, dude.
Nonetheless, Alex is now doomed. And best of all, her loved ones had a front row seat to her conviction.
He holds up the bracelet.
Dominic, one of those charms is broken.
Mason.
Yep.
Elsewhere, Alex sits in a locked cell. She gets to her feet.
This is ridiculous. I've got to try to get out of here. Hello? Hello?
She steps away from the door, turns to face it, then extracts her wand.
I'm going to use magic to blow this door down, so you better stand back. And let me apologize in advance for the mess I make. I am really nice.
Alex ducks as orange energy bounces back and ricochets off the walls. Mason looks in through a window.
Double-decker bus, that was close.
Mason, I'm so glad you're here. Look, I just want to say I'm so sorry for ruining your picnic and being selfish and immature.
Alex, there's no time for that now. You must save humanity from Dominic and, well, you.
But I can't. I can't get out. This dungeon is magic-proof.
Well, then let's find out if it's werewolf-proof.
Mason takes his werewolf form. Rocks tumble as he rips off the window to create an opening. From inside, Alex watches as he transforms back. Then she runs for the hole, and Mason helps her up.
Thank you.
If you're really grateful, you'd scratch behind my ears.
That's the spot.
All right, come on, we gotta go. Oh.
In Italy.
And more people are mysteriously disappearing around the globe. The government asks that everyone remain calm and in their houses. And now for the sports.
Antonio, per favore, tell all the workers to come inside.
Antonio disappears. Everyone's mouths fall open on the tower.
Tall, skinny guy, girl in a bikini, Italian newscaster, Ryan Gosling.
Alex, too, puts a bead into a glass jar. Alex arrives.
Hey, guys. Don't mind me. Just drop by to give myself a beat down.
Alex, how'd you get out?
Take a guess.
Dominic, it's over. You're not going to take over the world because I'm here to save it. Again. You're not going to be able to save it. This time. Oh, yeah?
Alex, too, looks to Dominic as Alex struggles to remove her sweater.
Here.
Oh, I got it. You're ruining my moment.
Alex takes off the yellow sweater and tosses it aside. An orange beam from Alex's wand hits one side of the Dominic 1000. A purple beam from Alex 2's wand hits the machine on the opposite side. Their energies fizzle out.
Get her out of here before she stops the replicator.
I'm not going anywhere. Well, you will to protect your family and your home.
Alex 2 disappears.
Oh no. Mason, I'll be right back.
No worries, love. I'll just stay here and have a snack.
Mason transforms into a werewolf at Alex's house.
What am I up to? Kinda hard chasing me without my sneaky side.
Alex ducks out of the way of Alex 2's magic. A second blast knocks the wizard down. Alex crawls and hides behind the kitchen counter as Alex 2 moves through the room. A blast from Alex 2 sends a tea kettle flying.
Oh, I wish I could just rest here.
She takes cover behind the couch. She scans the room for Alex 2, who appears. Alex dives out of the way as Alex 2 blasts the couch.
Okay, maybe I don't care about the kitchen, but now you've messed with my couch.
Alex gets to her feet. Then she and Alex 2 simultaneously fire beams from their wands, which connect. Alex 2 backs away from Alex, and their beams strike a lamp on both sides.
That's weird, right? It's really weird.
Alex 2 knocks it to the floor. Alex looks from the shattered lamp to Alex 2, who runs away. Alex fires a beam at Alex 2 and misses.
Hey! You are a very ugly side of me, and it is time to go. Sure.
Alex 2 dives into the air, then disappears.
Aw, why didn't I see myself doing that?
Alex reappears at the top of the Jumbotron and hits the bars.
Watch out for the bars. Don't get cute. I'm the cute one.
She gets to her feet and chases after Alex 2. She tackles Alex 2 to the ground. The evil version of her blocks a punch, then throws Alex onto her back.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
She kicks Alex 2, but she teleports to an above platform and falls. Alex joins her on the upper level.
You're right. This is fun.
She kicks Alex 2 forward. The two teenagers engage in hand-to-hand combat. Alex 2 dodges her punches, then grabs Alex from behind. Alex flips her off, then Alex 2 teleports. She joins Alex 2 on the lower level and lands a kick, and they continue the fight. She tries to flip Alex 2, but she lands on her feet. Alex charges Alex 2, and they teleport to the upper level. Alex 2 smashes Alex into a railing. Alex grabs onto one of the bars. The view turns to slow motion as Alex swings herself around at a 90-degree angle and kicks Alex 2 off the Jumbotron. Alex 2 reappears.
Over here.
She blasts Alex 2 with magic. Alex 2 disappears and the bracelet drops to the ground.
I didn't think it'd be that hard to kick my own butt.
She rushes over to the bracelet and picks it up. As she teleports out, Alex 2 reappears on the Jumbotron.
Always underestimating me.
Mason and Dominic fight on the Tower of Pisa. Dominic breaks free and blasts the werewolf to the ground. Alex appears as he lies on the ground and takes his human form. She rushes to Mason's side.
Mason! Mason, wake up! I'm so sorry! What did you do?
I put your dog down.
Alex 2 appears behind her with her wand pointed at Alex's back.
Guess who? I'm back? Darn, I'm good. Drop it.
Alex drops her wand.
And I'll take the bracelet.
She gives him the bracelet.
Oh, finish her.
As Alex 2 begins her attack, the view turns to slow motion as Alex backflips and lands behind Alex 2 on both feet. Alex 2 turns to face her, then Alex blasts Alex 2 with her wand into an inky black cloud.
Okay, that definitely got rid of me. I think. All right, now time to get rid of this.
Alex! Don't you think your time would be better served saving your family?
Hey, I think I can see Tokyo from here.
Dominic flings the bracelet over the edge. Alex runs to the railing. As it nears the ground, Alex fires a beam from her wand at the bracelet to pull it back up. The rest of her family appear on the tower.
Are you guys all right?
Yeah, we're
good.
Okay.
Good job, me. Got a little steamy in my bead.
Clearly, I can't defeat the great Alex Russo. But think of the world I am creating. It needs you.
He approaches Alex.
I need you.
As he goes to place a hand on her cheek, Mason charges Dominic, sending him flying over the railing and plummeting to the ground below. Mason turns back to the Russos.
No surprise. You all knew I did not like him.
Mason, I was so scared I lost you.
Alex 2 appears.
Mason, I was so scared I lost you. Ugh. Wouldn't it be nice if I was this determined in everyday stuff? Haven't we had enough of this? Can we just call it a day and get back together? No way. Dominic went bye-bye, so that leaves more room at the top for just me.
Alex 2 approaches the machine.
And thanks to this, I'm going to take over the world. You're really bad. I have no choice. No, just as I thought. Too good for your own good. No one wins if we both lose everything. What do you mean, lose everything?
Alex pulls out her wand.
All my power is to go. No, you can't.
Alex, what are you doing?
She's casting a spell to cancel all her powers.
A wizard's essence, spirit, and soul will be nothing but a lump of coal.
Alex, don't do it!
By all the power vested in me, my power be rested out and forever free.
Alex, too, begins to disintegrate into a blackened purple cloud. The energy cloud enters Alex. Mason catches her as she falls backward. Her wand turns to dust on the ground, and the machine shuts down. People throughout the world begin to reappear. Later, Alex stands before the Crystals of Justice.
Alex Russo, once again, you've shown immense bravery in saving the world. Consequently, your guilty verdict is hereby overturned.
Alex, Jerry, and Harper smile.
All right. However, we cannot ignore the fact that this, as in every time in the past, you were involved in bringing the world to the brink of disaster.
Oh, come on. This was a good moment. We don't need to dig up the past. How about you just give me my magic back, and we can all go home with a warm feeling.
We have been patient, but you have failed to show the maturity and responsibility needed to handle being the family wizard. Therefore, we have decided that it is in the best interest of the wizard world that your powers not be reinstated.
Wait, please. I've been trying to help her grow up. Just give her another chance to change.
No. I'm tired of everybody wanting me to grow up, or to change, or to not be selfish. No one is happy for just who I am. Except for one person.
Mason turns to Max.
This is embarrassing. She's talking about me.
Harper.
I'm sorry, dude. I thought she was gonna say you.
Still in her clambake outfit, Harper goes to Alex and hugs her.
You're the only one that accepts me with all my flaws. And I know that I have a lot of them.
Harper smiles.
And even though that there have been times where you wanted me to change, and I didn't, you stood by me anyway.
They grin. Alex turns to the crystals.
So it's okay if you don't give me my magic. My best friend Harper's my magic.
Alex.
Harper hugs her. Jerry approaches.
I am so proud of you, honey. Even though you don't have your powers, you still deserve to be the family wizard. Here.
He helps Alex put on her sweater.
All right. Let's go home.
They begin to leave.
Perhaps the appreciation you have for others is in itself very mature. It seems you have other qualities that can make a great family wizard.
I don't like where this is going.
There still may be hope for you, Alex Russo. We grant you one more chance.
Alex smiles wide. Then a beam of golden light travels down her body. A crystal shaped like a pillar rises up with a wand on top. Alex takes the wand.
I have my magic back. Thank you. I'll see you the next time I mess up.
The others follow Alex out of the room. Later in Italy.
Carmela. Grazie for this beautiful family reunion. Please, come visit us anytime. Except you.
He points to the muscular man. Max approaches Francesca.
Can I come back and visit you sometime?
Cosa c'eri sbagliato con te? Siamo cugini, stupido.
Stupido? I'm wearing her down.
Alex, before you go, please give us some advice to Bianca and Gino. There are wizards in training.
Yep. All right. Look, guys, there's going to be a lot of work ahead of you, and it won't really be easy. And one day, only one of you will get to become the family wizard. But until then, the most important thing to remember is have as much ridiculous fun with magic as you can.
Bianca and Gino leave.
All right. Guys, it's been a great trip, but there's no place like home. Let's go.
Hang on, Harper.
What happened in here? The kitchen? My couch?
Alex!
I think we should stay in Italy for a while.
Fade to black. Outtakes are shown. Harper stands with Alex.
Can you say, here we go?
What?
And you say, oh, here we go.
Oh.
Harper laughs.
I still don't like the way we got here. But they're feeding us.
A fort-free bite, Fahim.
Your own personal drive-in? What? What did I do?
Come on, Dad. I spit popcorn. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know how to say a Weezer.
I got an invitation from my cousin, Carmilla, in Italy, inviting us to a Riuso.
Credits appear.
Riuso.
I got an invitation in Italy for a Riuso family reunion. A while ago, I got an invitation from my cousin, Carmilla, in Italy. I got an invitation from my cousin, Carmilla, in Italy, inviting us to a Riuso.
Description by Audio Vault. Logo, it's a Laugh Productions.